fashionista, it's Joan Lincoln. What you got for us today?
Oh, what do I have for you? Okay, so one of my clients, well, I have many clients that are artists, okay, because they like to gravitate towards apparently a very creative, artistic environment.
Okay.
And so I got an invitation from one of my clients who's an artist, and she was doing a art gallery show over at MCC. And I haven't been to an art gallery like that in quite some time. I mean, mm-hmm. the Memorial Art Gallery, yes, but a smaller, intimate gallery, mm-hmm. not so much. Plus, me walking onto a college campus, I'm surprised it's still standing because, you know, just that environment just never was my thing. But this was incredible. First of all, walking into the gallery from the parking lot, I walked in with two clients, not knowing they were going to attend. So that was kind of cool. And we get Brenda, my manager, and I walk in, and there's like six customers. So I thought this was awesome,
wow.
you know?
Brilliant.
But the whole thought process here in my little noggin going on as we're walking in, I'm thinking, my God, we are all dressed in such a very eclectic way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It explains to me why I connect with certain people. You know, and the art gallery show was fantastic, but upon arriving, you sign in and then you're asked to take a little gourd. And I'm like, well, these are the cutest little things ever, right?
Cool.
So far from fashion. I'll send a picture.
So what was the purpose of giving you a gourd?
Well, so you have to understand it's all about nature, and gourds are like, apparently if you take sets of three gourds, mm-hmm. it's good luck, and it symbolizes, it means a great, you're going to be a great person all around. You take six gourds is even luckier because that means no sickness. So I'm all about that, right?
So how many did you take?
Six.
Six.
but I have three here because I'm going to separate them and then, you know, set them in a nice little display. But it was really fascinating to me because I'm thinking, oh God, am I going to stand out because of what I'm wearing?
Well, here's the thing. I think people, when they go to art shows, uh-huh. they dress for the art show. Okay.
Oh,
you,
uh-huh.
Seriously, you uh-huh. know, when you go to, and as, even if you go to the gallery, okay,
sure,
if you're
sure.
going to a thing where people are showing their art, you are dressing for that event.
I agree 100%.
Yes, good.
And that happened last night, and I was so happy about it. But, you know, pattern, it doesn't matter what you wear anymore, because patterns, you can wear plaid with polka dots for heaven's
sake. I know, it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's just strange.
And speaking of polka dots, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to tease this, but there's a great display art show at the Memorial Art Gallery that just launched.
Okay.
We'll talk about that again.
Okay.
But you must get to art galleries. It's really fascinating, and this one in particular.
And the other thing, by the way, about the gourds.
Yes.
It does, I got to tell you, Joan, you know, you grew up with it. It does sound like an old Italian thing.
You think? Indeed, they're everywhere, and they're, you know, they dry, and they're hollow, and you can shake them with seeds in them. Uh-huh.
I can just hear my grandmother saying, take it easy, six of gourds a home with you, Anthony.
Oh, that's sweet. I love that.